when they motherfucker, listen, you gonna go back in there. Listen, man.
Why did you
get off the phone with her? We were still on the sideline. Why did you get off the phone?
Cause I kept getting distracted between the video. No, y'all talking.
Listen. Yeah, she is asking you to fuck the pussy between her ears, my nigga.
Please.
She's asking you, why do you want to fuck? Why do you want to, like, then she said the whole I'm on birth control right now statement.
Yes.
Telling you, listen. So listen, this is where she's literally throwing you alley-oops off the backboard. You have to slam dunk it. You got to get in detail. She want an honest, real answer. You could just, even if you ain't got the game, you can just tell her what it is. Like, you know what? I've been wanting to fuck you for a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've been wanting to do to you? And she'll be like, what? And then that's when you just tell her, bruh. Listen, that little hairy ass that you keep talking about, motherfucker, the ass gonna be in the air, the face gonna be in the pillow.
Yes.
Now
listen,
bro, get in detail, nigga.
Yes,
she wanted, nigga.
We got
ask
you.
For it.
Call her. Call her. Call her. Call her. Listen.
This is the second and goal, nigga.
Yeah,
the third and goal.
Yeah, you got. Call it. We got you. Call it. Relax. We got you. Okay. We got you. All you got to do is read what we're. I'm gonna write it up. You just roll off of it. Just roll off the things that I write. Okay. I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, look, this is what you're going to do. Have you named the pussy yet?
No, sir. To be honest, no.
All right, now, wait. Okay, she's Latin, right? She's Latin. She's Spanish, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is what you're going to say when you call her. Say, you know what? First off, before I talk to you, I want to talk to that hot tamale that I'm about to eat on, Tuesday, okay? And what you gonna say, like you, yeah, like you talking to a pussy. You gonna say, hey baby girl, make sure you clean and shaven, because I'm gonna eat you up and I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. But now, okay, do you understand what I'm saying, baby girl? I got you. I'm gonna beat that motherfucking pussy up. You're gonna be soaking that pussy in the bathtub. Remember, when you call her, okay, and then listen. And she gonna say something, we your guy, we're here, we got the words. I'm going to write the words, and I'm going to guide you. Don't get confused. Okay? You got this, dog.
You know the pussy got a mind of his own,
right? Yeah, you got to talk to the pussy in third person. So, call her up and say, before I talk to you, I want to speak to my hot tamale. Give me a second. Let me talk to your hot tamale between your legs. Give me a second. And you'll be like, what's up, baby? You know what? It's been a long time since daddy tapped that motherfucking pussy. How you doing? Hey, is she shaving you right? She's taking care of her butthole, but is she taking care of you? Is she shaving you right? Is she you see what I'm saying?
Hey, you crazy, dog.
I like that. So your conversation first is you're going to call her and say, I need to have a quick conversation with that hot tamale between your legs. And you start talking smooth. Hey, baby, what's going on? How's she taking care of you? How's my girl doing? It's been so long since I licked you, girl. How you doing? You see what I'm saying, caller? All right, you good?
Yeah. You're already there.
Yeah, I'm going to see you on Tuesday.
Listen. You're fucking her ears right now.
Yes.
This is a patient.
Yeah.
Listen, you do this right. She'll be sending you stuff leading up into the day that the Tuesday.
Yes.
She'll be sending you pictures. Oh, my God, you know what you said to me? I had a dream about it.
Yeah.
You know you really got her when she wake up. Oh, my God, I had this dream. Like, you all in my mind. I can't stop thinking. Bro, listen.
Yes. If she asks you why, look
just
at that body.
In here. You fuck the pussy between the ears, my nigga. Yeah. This is where you separate yourself. All the other niggas just going fuck.
Yeah, this is the body, dog. When she asks you why, look, hey, watch the video. Watch this. When I do this shit, guys, it should be on your armband. This is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's asking you why, you talk about her body and how you want to kiss it and lick it and rub it and smack that ass that's got her butthole shaven or whatever the fuck you want to say. But
you're talking about shaved ass.
Right. Come on. So you're first.
Eat her ass. I don't know how you feel about that color, but I'm personally not.
So you're first. Okay, when you call her, you're gonna say, hold on, give me a second. Let me talk to your hot tamale between your legs real quick. Give me a second, girl. And then you start talking shit to her, okay? Anything goes, okay? Because you're talking to a pussy. You're going to tell her,
I'm going to
say, daddy's going to be home Tuesday. Write it down. Daddy's going to be home on Tuesday. I got you covered. Because I know you need some dick, girl. I got you, baby girl. And I listen, write it down. Daddy's going to be on Tuesday. And ask the pussy questions. Is she taking care of you? Is she shaving you right? Okay? Is she cleaning you right? I mean, she's giving all the attention to your butthole, but is she taking care of you? You see what I'm saying? And she going to crack up laughing. And then you talk to her, but you let her know Daddy's going to be home on Tuesday. We're going to get a nice hotel spot. We ain't going to be in no Holiday Inn. get a decent hotel, man. Come on, man. Call her.
Now you forget the part about the hotel being close to her job.
Call her. Because I fuck with you, caller. You know what I'm going to do? I will pay for the hotel. I will pay for your hotel.
All right, cool.
Yeah, my brother. So instead of you going to the Motel 6.
Oh, shit!
I believe you. Yeah, instead of you going to the Motel 6.
Yo!
Instead of going to Motel 6, you're going to find a decent hotel around 100, 200 bucks or whatever. Find something three-star, four-star, okay? And you let me know because I'll write your number down and you call me and I'll send you the money. But we going to set you – I'm meeting you halfway. I'm trying to get you this pussy. So all I'm saying to you is this. You're going to go to a night. You tell the pussy. No Hotel 6 for my pussy. I'm going to take you to a 3 or 4 star hotel. Write that down. No Hotel 6 for my tamale or my pussy. I'm going to take you to a 3 or 4 star hotel. I'm paying for that shit. You better say this shit. I'm paying for this shit because I believe
you.
Come on.
You better say it.
Come on, man. Come on.
They say the coach of the year.
This is what we do. Yeah, so I got you. So come on. You talk to the pussy. Don't worry. What's my girl doing? Don't worry. You're not going to a Hotel 6. I'm going to take you a 3 or 4 star hotel so I can hit that pussy right. All right? You got that shit down?
Got you.
Okay,
yeah.
So you ready? Now, look. I've got the notebook here. Okay, I'm good. I've got the notebook here. You just hold tight. When she asks you shit, just talk, and then read, and then go. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're good? You relax. Remember, when you talk to her, say, hold on, before I say something to you, I need to talk to my hot tamale between your legs. Give me a second. And then you start talking, okay, dog?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. Now relax, and you keep talking. Do not cut off until we tell you to. Hang in there.
Okay.
Fourth and goal, fourth quarter, it's raining, championship game on the line. Let's get it, okay? Look, I'm paying for the hotel, so you have nothing to worry about. I'm covering the hotel. Matter of fact, tell her you'll cover the gas. I'll give you a couple of bucks to cover her gas. See that shit?
Okay.
I'm going to give a few bucks, so you tell the pussy, look, I'm even going to cover the gas. I'm even cover the gas for you to come over and get this dick, all right? You see what I'm saying? I got you. I'm covering you, okay? So I need you to do this, all right?
I'll call her right now.
All right, call her right now. Now, let's get this. Now, look, I got the paper ready, okay, dog? We're going to get you this pussy, dog. We got the paper ready now. I just need you to just follow the script. Get some paper. All right, he's calling right now. All right, here we go. All right. Let me get some paper ready. All right, let's do this shit. All right, here we go, guys. Nobody do what we do on this show. Come on. All right, got the paper. Nigga, what you doing? Why didn't you click the fucking phone over? Hello?
Hello?
Why didn't you click the phone? Call back. Fuck. Hold on, 822, we got you. Hold on, you got to call back in. Hold on.
I know
you're very busy. Fuck is this guy? Yo, you there, man? You there?
Yeah.
Why didn't you click over? Get back into the chat room. Call her ass. Click over this time. Call back in. All right, he's calling back in. Let's grab 832 real quick before he calls back in. 832, what's your question, brother? What's up, brother?
Hello.
832. Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Pretty much, it's like a girl I used to date long, long, long time ago, and it's like I can't really.
What is your question?
What is the point? What are you saying?
What's your question, man?
I want to know like an easy way for me to get to her, like an easier person to get back with her.
Call her right now. Tell you want to fuck. Call her right now. Tell you want to fuck. Click over and call her right now. Tell you want to fuck. You ready to do it?
That ain't the issue.
And then what is your fucking question in?
That ain't the issue. What's the problem?
What's the problem?
I'm trying to see what kind of approach I should go about to back. Like, because when we were together, I fucked up.
That's what?
Get her back. Hold on, man. Let me pause you. Let me put you in the thing. Talking about getting your bitch back. Man, stop that shit. Hold on. All right, 518, you ready, dog? Click the... Wait, why'd he hung up? 518, come back in. That ain't fucking... 518, will you bring your ass in?
Course, running away.
Oh,
hotel
my God. Come
forward,
on, 518. Gas paid for.
Everybody, shout out to all the donators, too, man. We
and
appreciate
they donate
that,
to you, dog. They donate to you. Hold on, 832. Up. 518, are you there, big dog? Let me bring you in. 518, you there, big dog?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yes, relax. Sir. Now click the fucking phone, man. Click it. Okay?
All right.
Merge it.
Call and merge that shit and talk them to the pussy between her legs. Go, man. Let's go. He's like, well, they're not talking to me. What's going on? I'm like, Nick, come on. All right, so here we go, guys. Here we go. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, listen.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to you. Listen. Listen,
you're
I'm trying
lying.
To fuck.
You're
it's
lying.
Just that simple.
Who are
I'm
you
trying
with
to fuck.
That is telling you to talk to me like this?
By myself. What do you mean?
You're lying. You definitely got people around you.
You want to FaceTime? I'll FaceTime you real quick.
All right.
Is this dump? All right. I see what he's going to do.
Dumb,
right.
So you can't call and FaceTime.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to FaceTime her real quick. He's going to hang up with her, and then he's going to call back to cover his ass, I think, because that's the only solution I see here. Why the fuck would you FaceTime her when you didn't even say what we told you to say?
Yeah, he probably wanted to do that to ease her.
Yeah, ease her mind and come back in.
So
yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way. Yeah, so just make sure you call back, dog.
Yeah, let's talk to this guy right here real quick about why do you want to get your girl back, man?
I mean, pretty much like we were together like a long, long time ago.
Is this a Star Wars story, like in the galaxy far away type shit? What do you mean a long time ago?
Like 5 years ago.
Then why the fuck do you want a bitch from 5 years? Why do you want her? What's so special about her?
I mean, she's bad as hell. We was a good relationship and everything.
What makes her bad? All right, then call her badass up and tell her you want to get back with her. Call her right now. Call her right now and say, I want to get back with you. Ready? Go ahead and call her. You going to call her?
Yeah, I'm going to call her right now.
Call her right now. Put her in merch. Tell her I'm ready to get in a relationship back with you. 516, you got your next.
All right.
Go ahead. You got 20 seconds. We hanging up on you. I don't know if you even gonna call. You got 20 seconds.
Hello?
Is you Kiwi?
Who is this?
This is Jamal.
What's up?
Look, I ain't gonna lie. I've been over here, like, thinking and everything. And low-key, I think we should work on trying to get back together.
Are you trying to prank me? Are you video? Is this a video thing? Are you pranking me?
Girl, no.
Yes, you are. Get the boy.
You know, there were...
Bye. No, you're pranking me right now. Goodbye.
Not, my life, I'm not. I mean, why do you think I'm pranking you when you know I always love you?
This motherfucker told that chick he in love with her, dog. Oh,
yo, I heard the same shit. I already said I love you. You know I love you. What the fuck?
You get the fuck off.
Oh, God.
Tell this motherfucker here, man. The fuck off of FaceTime.
Let's hit the 518.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call him, CB.
Right.
He FaceTimed the bitch. Get the fuck off of FaceTime.
Your call has been...
Motherfucker. This motherfucker. I'm trying to pay for his hotel. This the fuck. All right, 516.
That's how you start acting.
I know. That's how you start. 516, what's your question? What's up? 561. 561, what's your question?
Hey, I don't got a question, but I just wanted to tell like y'all like keep going, like keep doing what y'all doing, cause I really felt with y'all like heavy, especially with Ty. I've been watching him for a minute, and I just want to like, you know, throw some love out there, y'all boys. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. I really felt with y'all. That's all I want to say.
All right, appreciate that and respect to you. Thank you, sir. Let's bring in 832. What the fuck you mean you in love with this woman, dog?
Bro.
Why are you sounding all fucking weak and soft, telling her you still love her, dog? Why are you saying that shit?
How about this? When the last time you seen her in person?
I ain't gonna lie. The last time I seen her in person was like, shit, about three years ago.
Oh, my God, dog.
You told a girl you ain't seen in 3 years, you love her.
But like, we was together for 2 years, right? And then I had based our relationship six, and I wasn't like, I was young as hell, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't as mature.
You missing the, you saying it to us? You should have said that.
Yeah,
to her.
Call her and tell her that.
Look,
tell her.
Call her back.
Listen, call her back. Say I ain't joking, and tell her what you just told us. Call her back and tell her what you just told us.
Based our relationship off sex.
Yeah. I base our relationship now. I'm more mature now.
Okay,
let's
so
start over.
This is the thing that, like,
tell this shit.
That's it, right there, nigga. What the fuck
No. I get that. But I have an actual question.
Just say what we just telling her. Tell her I was young when we were together. I fucked up. Now I want to make things. I want to get back with you. I'm more mature now. I'm not playing around. Call her now, real quick. Come on.
And you saying it with a smile on your face. Yeah. Bro. Like, that's why she could tell you doing.
You like joking and shit.
You like giggly and bubbly. I could hear it in your voice that you were smiling when you were stuck.
Yeah.
Please leave your message for 8325.
Let me pause that shit. Okay. All right. She just blocked your ass, dog. Sorry. 862. Hey, 682.
Oh, she
blocked.
Oh, she blocked.
Yeah, she blocked. 682. What's up, man? 682.1.
She got some type of sixth sense. Some type of
awareness.
Hey,
I don't got no question, but Ty, I just want to say, I fucking love you. Thank you for creating the dojo. I really fuck with that shit. I love you, man. And you too, Steve.
All right, thank you, man. Much love, man. Appreciate you. Hold on, man. 832, we know. Look, 832, let me just tell you real quick. 917, we got you next. 832, she blocked you, dog. She done with you.
I just texted her. She didn't block me.
Well, then call her fucking ass again. Tell her to pick her fucking phone up. Text her, tell her to pick her phone up. I'm calling you. Say, I'm calling you right now. Yeah, I'm calling you right now. Pick up your phone. 917, we got you now. Why are we doing it? Man, I hope this motherfucker is not on FaceTime. He fucking up. Come on.
Probably over there saying some bullshit.
God damn it, dog. He's scared of pussy. I think he's scared to get a pussy now. Let me see. Come on. Dog, I'm not going to buy your hotel if you don't answer this fucking phone. Dude, get off a fucking phone.
Hey, this guy Steve multi-millionaire, bro.
I offered him. Hey, guys, y'all can't see. I offered him a hotel and helped give gas money, and a motherfucker ran and scared as shit. Now, 832, you ready to call her?
Crazy, man.
It's fucking crazy.
Ain't nobody ever set you up like that in your life. Probably not even his own father, man.
All right, here you go. Call her right now. Here we go. 917, we got you next. Trump is right.
She going right to the voicemail. She ain't picking up.
Oh, all right. We gotta let it go.
She always do that, though.
Nope.
Like, she think I'll be
fucking. Nope. Then she ain't fuck her then. She wasting time, dog. She bullshitting. So charge it, dog. Move on, okay? Okay?
Like, all right,
move on.
I mean, it ain't like
go get some ice cream or some shit and cry in your feelings. If you want to drive to the countryside, go cry and get that shit out of the way, okay? We got to grab these other calls, all right? All right, man. I guess, all right. I don't know. I don't want you crying on the show. All right, 863, what's up, man? What's your question, brother?
Oh, shit, is it?
Yes, sir.
right, so yep. Listen. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been watching Ty for a minute now, you know what I'm saying? But he's been getting me right, trying to just basically just get some more confidence in me. So I was trying to see if y'all can help me out with this one chick. I've known
all
her
right,
for a minute.
We'll,
seems like
we'll help you out.
I would
want
to say
out.
Like eighth grade.
Are you going to call it? Are you ready to call it? We'll help you
sorry,
out.
What?
You going to call it?
Hold on. I'm on the stream, too. I can't even hear you. Can you hear me now?
No, I'm saying, are you going to call her? We'll let you know, but are you going to click over and call her? If we
give you the script, I'll give you the fillers, man. We'll back it up.
We'll
the whole foolproof plan.
Script and fillers. You ready? Are you going to call her?
I mean, I can. I tried to text her earlier. She didn't text back, but yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to call that motherfucker woman, God damn it. All right, so what do you want? You want a relationship with her? What do you want from her? You want to fuck? What do you want?
All right, so let me tell you how this works. I don't really need a relationship right now. I got other things I want to focus on. I'm doing some music stuff.
Okay, so you just want to fuck?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's simple.
All right, so why don't we call her and tell her you just want to fuck? You ready to call and tell her you want to fuck?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, what do you got to lose? I mean, if that's all you want to do, might as well ask for what you want, right? So, are you free Saturday or when are you free? Friday, Saturday, when can you fuck? When can you fuck, caller? Friday or Saturday? What's good for you?
Probably, I want to say Saturday night. I got work. I want to get double that day, but I really don't care. I did the same thing last time I went over to a house.
Okay, what time you want to fuck?
Right, when I get off work. I mean, last time I went over to her house, I was closing, and then she called me and told me she's trying to go out there. You call her right now?
No, I need you to be focused. Call her. Relax.
Right, stay focused, bro.
Stay focused. You're off in left field. What time do you want her to come over? Are you fucking at your place, or do you want to get a hotel? What are you doing?
Well, her parents be out of town, so she be usually calling me over to her place.
Oh, that's a question, bro. Are you fucking at your place or do you want to get a hotel?
Yeah, are you fucking at your place? Are you fucking at your place hotel? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I think it's our guy. Motherfucker, hold on a second.
Trying to get that haircut or something. Call
us.
You get your ass back in the room and call her so we can get this shit going. Don't you let her lead the fucking conversation. Get your ass back in the room.
I just confirmed that we're going
to
do it on Twitter.
I don't give a fuck. Get your ass back in the room so you can talk to the pussy. Get your ass back in the room.
All
right. You want me to pay for the hotel and the gas? Get your ass back in the room.
Talk to the pussy.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the pussy next. So get your ass back in the room, all right?
All
right. Get your ass back in the room. All right, damn it, I'm trying to pay for his hotel and shit. Now, A63. Look. I say it. So A63, go ahead and call her right now and tell her what time. Wait. Do you want it at your place or a hotel, 863?
I was trying to do it at her crib. That's what she had come
right,
with
well,
the first
her,
time.
Okay,
time.
All right, call
and
her.
If she says she can't do it at her crib, then tell her, all right, well, I'll get us a hotel.
Okay.
So that's fine. I'll take care of that inconvenience.
All right.
You understand?
So I call her. I got an emergency call.
Come on, dog. You got to, come on. Come on, man. Call and
I'm not
going to
do it. I just know.
Cricket.
Call 518. Ain't 518
about
to call?
No, wait. Hold your thoughts, 863. Hold on, 863. Relax. You relax, 863. 518. 518. Listen to me, man. Don't you ever do that shit again. Don't you let
why
the woman.
You went off the fucking radar.
You went off the grid, motherfucker. Now, look. Now, you got what we wrote down, right? Right?
Done.
Yeah.
Right. Call her now and have the conversation with her pussy. Call her. And look at the fucking screen while Ty and I talk to you. I'm paying for this hotel, goddammit. You got to get this shit done.
All right.
And remember, I'm paying for gas, too. So you tell the pussy.
We don't have no excuses.
Tell the pussy 3-star hotel and you're going to pay for gas.
Make it sound good. Just tell a 4-star.
You don't even worry about the trip. We got you, dog. Come on. Let's go. I call. Come on, here we go. Can y'all not fuck?
Yeah,
Dweller. Merge that. Dweller. Just actually hang up saying, ooh, my phone disconnect. Bad service. And call her fucking ass back.
Bad,
call her back and click it. She was
damn.
On. Get on. Now, just hang up. Just hang the phone up. Hang that bitch up and call her right now. Let's go. Come on.
Damn.
Do that shit. Call back. Fuck, man. Why
he
y'all?
He got it right the first three times. Now it's time to talk to the pussy.
Yeah,
now he can't
figure
it out.
Come on, man. Bro. Y'all. Oh. Guys, we setting them up with pussy. It's easy. Y'all just
it's
get
right there.
It's
pay
right
hotel,
there.
Pay for a gas man.
For the
hotel. No excuse.
I'm paying all the bills. All you just got to do the fucking. Come on, man. Let's see. Let's see if he's coming in there.
Coach of the year. All right. I ain't going to call my name, man.
All right, 518. Oh, wait. Don't hang up, 518. God damn it. Will you bring? Jesus. Hold on, 863. 917, we got you as well. Hold on. Come on. Call back, 518. Let's finish this shit, right? Oh, my God, dog. Here we go. All right, call back. All right. Dog, can you...
She's just going to hear you guys if I talk.
Okay, ready?
We're not going to talk.
We're not going to talk. Go.
We're going to do the same thing.
Right, be quiet. Go. Watch the video. All
right. All right. I thought it was a disconnect. Where's your Let me talk to the pussy, yo. Listen. Huh? Let me talk to the pussy, yo. You should have seen her what I said. So then on Tuesday, I'm going to pick you up on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And you want to stay the night at the hotel. Spend a couple hours. You're going to stay the night. And... trying to look. She shaved, right? Shaved it?
Uh-huh.
I said, you shave it? I really want to lick it. I really want to flick my tongue between your legs.
Oh, that's so bad. No, I was trying to look. What's something I can take Layla to do this week? Because she's
I'm trying to look between your legs. You're playing too hard. You're playing too much. I'm trying to look between your legs on Tuesday.
I really need ideas,
then,
like a place to go. Like a water park. Is there like a cool water park you know of?
Water park?
Oh, we can go to Splashdown Beach.
Oh, we can fuck in the car, too. Nah, we're fucking the car. I'm gonna lay you back.
We're not fucking in my car.
No, we're gonna fuck in my car. That's what we'll do. Put down the back seat. Lay you down. I even got a bed back there too, to be honest. Ain't gonna hold you. And then we can set up a little movie in the back. And while we do that I can give you head.
How far
is
this?
Don't you miss me?
You said, don't I miss you?
Yeah, don't you miss me.
You gotta stop talking to me for a while, so I was just like, all right.
And I'm back. We've been talking. So now I'm trying to talk to you. Get busy on Tuesday, all right? What are you doing? Don't you miss that dick?
Not really. You don't like me, Hanky. Like, you don't like me. I know you don't.
Well, I'm gonna show you later then. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna make it up to you when I beat the pussy. I'm gonna make it up. I'm gonna make you. I'm gonna make it up to you when I beat the pussy up. I'm gonna make it up to you. I'm gonna make
like,
it all
literally,
up to you. All right. Listen. No, you're gonna take. Listen. You're gonna take care of all your business on Monday. And take care of all your business on Monday.
Traumatized.
I'm gonna make it up to you on Tuesday. All right. You ain't gotta tell. Listen. Stop.
I
you don't need. You don't need to tell
bit.
Me about it. You don't need to tell me about it. You already did everything that I said before. So listen, you're gonna take care of all your business on Monday, and then I'm gonna beat the pussy up on Tuesday. Make you feel nice, and then we can get back to doing taking care of business. So you can ride this dick. Understand how much you can ride this
what?
Dick? All right.
I don't know, Honky. You sound a little.
Not hearing me right now. Not hearing
this
me.
This kind of sounds like
really
it's for
about
you than it is for me.
Teach you a couple things on the back. Teach you a couple things too.
Say what?
What?
I know everything in the book.
Give you a little foot massage.
Foot massage.
You can start with the toe. Go from the toe to the heel.
I'm not into foot massages. Bro, you're definitely going to get me pregnant again. Like, bro, you got to stop. And, you know, all this Roe versus Wade shit. Can't afford another abortion.
We'll do this in the car. That's what we'll do.
That's definitely how you make babies. That car sex. It's that car sex.
So I'm going to wear rubber. You already know. You won't wear control, but I'm going to wear a condom. I already got a couple.
No, I'm just kidding. Fuck you. Why are you asking me this, like, so soon?
Soon?
Yeah, like, you're just like, all right, Tuesday. Fuck it. Like,
soon would be tonight. I'm asking you because I want to. I'm asking you because I want to rub you down. I want to take care of you.
He said I want to rub you down. I'm kind of sick, actually. Like, my allergies are acting up, like, so bad. My airways, I can't fucking breathe. Oh, Avani calling me.
Hello?
Motherfucker, what is wrong with you? Can you not talk? Why can't you talk to her? You acting like you scared of... Oh, we got the calls grabbed. You acting like you scared of pussy, man.
Hold up, Carly. You fucked before?
It's been a minute, so I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You fucked her already, though. You fucked her already, though.
Yeah. Couple of times. One minute though.
If you already fucked her,
do you miss the dick? She said, "Not really, my nigga. You might need to.
Yeah.
You might need to get some extra tips and tricks, my boy."
Look,
yeah.
Why?
She missed the dick.
How did
crazy,
you? Did you
know?
Not see this right there that I wrote for you? I wrote, "I'm the cure."
Yeah,
she said she was sick. I'm the fucking cure.
That was the
when
one
that came
I,
up. That's
that was
she had
right
to go
there.
To the next call.
I just, I'm a man, but she said, "Why so soon?" Because I'm a man of action.
There you go.
Well, why so late? And then Steve, she said, "Oh, I'm on my sixth sign. I'm the cure.
I'm the
nigga,
fucking cure."
Out laughing, nigga.
Come on,
she's like,
man.
Ooh, that nigga hot. She's like, "Oh, that nigga different."
And you gotta wear rubber this time, man. Stop nutting up in these women without no rubbers. Call her.
Right.
You already got her pregnant before she had to abort, man. Dude, this is what I understand, dog. if you already seen her butthole and you're smashed already, why are we doing all this shit for you? I thought this is the first time you get some ass.
Call it. I thought you didn't never fuck before, bro.
You acting like you
now
never
you
fucked.
Gotta go in there.
I ain't
you
shit.
Gotta go
I
try fuck a little bit better because you fucked up the first fuck. All right, so how do we even
teach
people
how to fuck?
Dog, it ain't been, wait, can you ride a bike?
From
man, man
dick,
come
bro.
On, man. You rode a bike before, motherfucker. You get on a bike and, yo, come on, dude. Come on, dude. Stop acting scary, man. Damn. Thank you, Sissy.
Yeah, I need some coaching, Steve. I need some coaching, Steve.
All right, man. All right. I'll let you on the back end, man. Let me grab some. Lines are blowing up. So let me grab these other calls. 518, okay?
Yeah, don't forget 862.
Yeah, 863. No, 863. You'll go on 863 because he'll call his girl up real quick. 863, you ready?
862 or 863?
No, 863. 863, you ready to call your girl, dog?
Yeah, I'm back.
Are you ready to call her?
Well, which one was this? This one was
this the one
up.
That
Blockman or the
No, this ain't Block. This is the one that he wants to fuck her because her parents are out of town or some shit. So you ready, 863?
Yeah, she'll pick up. I'm ready.
All right, go ahead and call her. All right, click over. We got 20 seconds. Lines are blowing up now. Trying to get y'all some pussy, man.
Voice message system 8636695.
We got to bleep that. Okay. She ain't ready. We got to stop that.
Call back again because she might have another disturbance.
Tell her, message her 863. Tell her.
Oh, no. Oh, the call twice because do not disturb will see.
All right, 917, what's your question? We got 810, then 903. 917, what's your question, brother?
Yo, so my question is about like a recurring pattern that keeps happening in my life.
And what's that?
I noticed that I'll be heavily attracted towards women that bring a lot of drama and like toxic energy into my life. And then
you
a
hate
girl
yourself.
That's...
You just hate yourself. That's all. You just hate yourself.
Brother.
Yeah, exactly. So my question was, like, now that I'm aware of it, how do I go about changing that?
Why do you still want it? I don't get it. I really don't understand this frame of mind. How do you choose this? What does this look like?
Nah, so it's like, let's say there's a girl that is more down to earth and less drama filled, and less toxic energy. I'll be vibing with her and then I'll just, like, ghost her or some shit, and I won't even remember, and I'll be like, oh, shit, I ended up ghosting her. But then the girl that's more toxic, I'll keep her around, and I'll feel more attraction to her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you're more feminine. That's why women like bad boys, because they can't get their way. And the fact that you're doing that with a woman is you're putting yourself in the position of being feminine, dog. Now, is there a woman that you need to talk to or anything like that, big guy?
Nah.
Okay, well, get some coaching, buddy, and we got you, okay, big dog?
Yeah, bro, you got to
get some coaching, buddy. All right, 810, what's your question? Then 903. 810, what's your question, brother? 810, going once. 810, going twice. 810, out. Let's go to area code 903, sir. What's your question? How can we help you? 903, going once. 903, going twice. 903, off. Okay. 863, just send her a message, tell her to text you when she's free, and then call us back so you can call her, okay, big dog? All
right, man.
All right, yeah, just call back when you got her, dog. All right, so let's keep, hey, guys, I got questions. It's a man mindset with my dog, Taekwondo, in the dojo, all the way in the dojo and shit. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we securing, we're getting buckets today, man.
Yeah, man, hey, he said this. Donald.
Talking about some down to earth. No, face down to the pillow.
This is what y'all see about the game, dog. Y'all guys, this is why y'all tolerance is so high. Y'all can't even see when women want to fuck, more or less, throwing it at you. But then when you get the opportunity, y'all run away from the pussy. And
y'all get intimidated by a question like, do you want to fuck?
Yeah, do you want to fuck?
Bitch, is the sky blue? If I splash you with a bucket of water, are you going to be wet? Does gravity pull things?
Oh, man, yeah, man.
like, excuse my friends, you know what I'm saying? But like this, why we asking stupid questions?
Yeah, man. We got a few calls.
You get intimidated by that dog. I would have told her, man, do I want to? Do I? Or no, she asked him, why do you want to fuck? Why? Let me tell you how. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talk, the why ain't the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You asking the wrong question.
Yeah, Ty, she asking her, do you want to fuck this motherfucker? Like,
well, you know, if you take base by height divided by pi, which has a square root of 1.15 diet, well, you know, I don't know. Wait, Ty, what did I say, Ty? Steve? Come on. Say, okay. I'm the cure. Yeah, that's it.
Hold on, I need to.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta find out how to do that shit.
Tyler has a fun too. We got hold on, man. Yeah, he like to fuck with that fuck thing. Yeah, but like, hey. Here's the problem. This is how the conversation went.
Hello.
What the fuck do you want?
Well, I'll just call and see if everything's okay.
Do you want to fuck?
She asked him like three times. Then he was going to say yes once.
Couldn't say yes one motherfucking time. All right, we got some callers rolling in. Let's see.
You could tell he because he didn't have any confidence, he like needed to beg her to give him validation. You with it?
And he already fucked.
That's cool. That's cool with you. You with it?
Yeah.
Dog.
All right, here we go.
You need reassurance. You can't even tell her what you want.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's go to the anonymous first because we always like the anonymous guys. What's your question, sir? What's up? All right, we'll hang up on that guy. Area code 862, do you have a question, sir? What's up? 86682, what's going on? We hear you dropping.
Yo, you hear me?
A question? Yes, we can hear you, brother. What's going on?
I have a question first. How old do I have to be on here, like, to call? Like, what's the appropriate age?
Man, how old are you, man?
I'm 15. That's what I'm asking.
All right. Well, okay. We can answer a quick question. The best ice cream is strawberry sorbet. Is that what you want to know? What is your question, man?
The best Pokemon.
What's the best Pokemon? All
right. So I can't ask anything, right? I'm good.
Man, what's your question, dude? What's the question? What you got, man? What's up?
All right. So. Right now, I feel like I'm at the age where I can start, like, you know, I'm going to start, like, fucking and shit. And
Wait. You have your dad. You got to talk to your dad. Call your dad. Tell your dad.
I don't got a dad.
All right. Well, do you have an uncle? Does your mom have an uncle? A grandfather?
No, all my family, they all in Maine. So I don't really got no father figure. All right. So that's why
Bro, this is a lying, bro. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, man. We're going to let you go, dog. We gotta,
family.
Yeah,
I'm just all that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm calling you from my tree house in the forest and shit. No, I was raised by animals.
Oh, God,
and I'm like,
we talking to motherfucking Tarzan. They ain't got no dad, no mom, no uncle, nobody around, nigga. All right. Fuck out of here.
All right, 856, you up, sir. What's your question, sir?
Yo, so I have a question, like, what should I do? So,
You called before, haven't you?
Yeah, I think he probably called before.
Again?
What's your question? What's your question, man?
You called before, right?
Yeah, I think he has. He sounded like a guy. Yeah. What's your question?
He sounded like a guy was supposed to.
What's your question, man?
Nah, so I'm dealing with this joint. I don't know what the... So let me run down the store. I'm in PA.
No, wait. Who are you dealing with, a joint or a woman?
I'm dealing with a woman.
Oh, okay, this joint. Okay, that's who you said. Okay.
Yeah, John.
Okay. So, hey, all right. Are you ready to call her, 856?
I mean, I called her earlier, so I'm pretty good.
No, I'm saying call her with us on the phone with two males on the two men. Excuse me, not male.
Two
men.
Sharks.
Yeah, two sharks. All right. Call her with two sharks. So what do you want to ask? What do you want for?
I need some real game because I need her in my life. She the one.
Okay,
first of all, you ain't gonna get no game from me talking like that.
Can't help you, dog. Yeah, hey, dog.
I need her, the one in my life.
The cuddle party group is not. You're in the wrong place. The number you have reached.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. You ain't let me do it right.
Nigga's on his knees, right. Thirsty, desperate, begging.
Hello, sir. The number that you have reached is probably disconnected. Taekwondo is fucking some women on the corner of Pussyland next to Mars. Sir, please leave your name and your number, and we'll get back to you later. We're hanging up on you, sir. Peace.
That's a specific ass voice.
Right. I'm just saying, man, you can't be talking all that cake ass shit on this show. All right, 810, you up, sir. What's your question, man? What's up?
I need it.
Hello,
can
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your question, buddy?
All right. So I'm gonna wait, can I, is there any words I can't say? Oh, sir.
Somebody said Winnie Hut Jr.
Hello?
What's up, man? What's your question? What's up, man?
All right, so I'm gonna get straight to the point, man. So I'm 18 year olds, I'm a virgin, and I got a porn addiction.
So, what's your point?
Man, I'm trying to get over this porn addiction, man.
Then put your porn down and stop grabbing your dick when you watch your porn. What do you want us to tell you? What do you want us to tell you? Wait. Here you go. Stop. Touching the dick. Hey, mama.
Yo.
Hey, mama.
We gotta hit the magic wand on his forehead.
Robber, bopper, stomper, boom. Tell me, do. Magic mirror, take me away. I got this motherfucker jerking off today.
Mirror on the wall, who's the horniest of the wall? All right, Carl, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, get back your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
To where you can at least control yourself. Because the problem is not even the porn itself, because I have access to porn. Steve has access to porn. Everybody knows access to porn, but everybody's not addicted. So there's something wrong with your relationship with yourself where you cannot consciously control your decisions. So something as simple as your lust, your desire, controls what you do. So I could replace that with a drug. I could replace that with temptation, not even just porn, but I could bring a woman around you and you're going to slip up because you have no sense of self-control.
Right.
Doesn't matter what the distracting factor is. You don't have control over yourself. That's the real issue. It's not even the porn. So work on that, bro.
All right, work on that, brother, okay? You got that, brother? Brother,
you there? Can you hear me?
Stop touching your penis. All right, brother.
You said you got a bridge.
All right, hey, you motherfucker ran out, hung the fuck up, motherfucker. You run, bitch. All right, Erica, hold on one second. How dare him? Ty's giving him such great information. I'm not a Ty's my friend. I'm not gonna let this.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. How the fuck?
We got a lot of other callers.
Yeah, we got a few. I'm about to bring them one second. I don't appreciate. Hold on.
All right. I think we roasted him too hard. Nigga got out the car.
Yeah.
He ran away from the car.
Callers. There we go. 214, you're up. What's up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, son? Steve, how y'all been? How y'all doing?
Yo, what's up? How can we help you, brother?
Yo, so, I got this chick right and I'm trying to fuck, so.
Good. Okay, but, you ready to fuck? Are we going to call?
Of course. Yes,
all right,
yes
so,
we are.
What's the situation?
Situation is, you know, so I caught her up yesterday. You know, and we were talking for a little while, but, you know, she was kind of being dry, so I was asking what was up and all that, and she was like, she was
talking about what? You saying anything?
Yeah, what y'all talking about, brother?
We was like basic ass conversation for like 30 seconds, and I was like, okay,
oh boy,
this is not. Right. I don't like having a normal ass conversation.
Right, call her. Where can you fuck? Is your place a hotel? Where can you fuck at?
Neither.
Okay, where can you fuck at? Your place or a hotel? I mean, okay, all right, okay. Let me explain. A hotel is a building that has separate rooms in that motherfucker that you pay for. So where can you fuck? Your place or a hotel?
A hotel.
All right, good. All right, how old are you, man?
I'm going to be honest, I'm 17.
Okay, look, kid.
Steve, don't do it to me, Steve. Come on, Steve.
Well, no. I understand you, kid. Look, you kid. Look, no, come on, man. Look, I understand when you were a kid. I was fucking at, you know, way before 17. But I'm just saying that you can't do that, dog. You're 17. You can't even get in a hotel, dog. You see what I'm saying? Does that make
sense?
What are you supposed to do? Where you gonna fuck at? The bushes or some shit? where you supposed to fuck at, young man?
Car movies.
You gonna take it to the movies and fuck?
I usually.
You ready to go to the movies in the hotel?
I don't even think you can get into a hotel.
No, it's 17. It's not rather like.
You ain't ready for that part of the game, man. You gotta do some chores and shit, you know what I mean?
No, I ain't doing chores.
Well, we can let's just see if she'll kiss you first. Can we try that?
I mean,
Well, I'm gonna see if you can get a kiss first, because we're kind of going a little.
You gotta take baby steps.
Yeah, we gotta take baby steps. So call her up and tell her that you know what the thing that you love most about is her lips, and you want to taste them. So call her up and tell her that right now, okay?
All right, I got you.
Now, you got 20 seconds. So call her up right now and tell her you want to taste her lips, okay?
Okay, come on.
What's wrong? What?
Nah, the only problem was that she had got mad at me because I was friends with her best friend,
now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, call and tell her you wanna taste your lips. Go ahead, call and tell her right now.
All right, I got you.
Favorite thing about you,
Carla. Yeah, your favorite thing about her. Stop being
hold on,
scared.
Hold on. Let me find her number first before y'all start the countdown.
Find her number, motherfucker. You've been talking to her since yesterday. She's on your fucking phone.
Right, you just said you got it, bro.
Alright.
You know you gotta merge it.
You gotta merge that shit too.
What's the button for the merge?
Motherfucker, do you have a cricket or
it's
what do you have?
To say, you should see it on your phone almost right now. It should say add call, and then the merge is gonna be like kinda like right next. It's gonna be one of those six options.
Okay, I see add call.
You can't do it yet. You can't do it yet because there's no second call. But once you answer
right.
her
right,
phone,
I got you.
Once you can do it, then you can merge it.
All right, you please do that. All right. Guys, this conversation Ty just had is being brought to you by Excuse Fair Crunch. Guys, please have your ball of Excuse Fair Crunch today. Brought to you by Losers.
Yo.
Hello? Nothing has been recorded. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
Hello?
I'm going to hang over that motherfucker. That motherfucker can't even leave a fucking voicemail. Let's get to the next call. Air code 406.
This nigga don't even know how to recognize the voicemail how it works.
Jesus
Christ. Way too young to be calling this show, man. He's 17. You don't even know what the fuck.
Jesus Christ. 406, what's your question, sir?
Dean, hey, Taekwondo. It's Julian. I'm 18. And can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I'm 18. It's good to be talking to y'all. I have a lot of questions. I guess I'll ask the most critical one. Shit. I feel like I've been watching y'all's videos, and I've been taking y'all as seriously as I can. And I want to make some progress. I want to see the progress I make. But, like, I kind of feel like I'm going back and forth and not, like, I guess I don't feel like I'm going anywhere. I mean, since I'm 18, like, I'm gonna get a crib. I'm going to get a job. So, like,
yeah,
that's some foundation.
Are you talking to a girl right now?
Say what?
Are you talking to a girl right now?
Yeah, right now.
What are y'all talking
like,
about?
Well, I started texting her last night.
All right,
and,
well, wait. Have you set up the date yet?
No, I haven't set up the date.
Okay,
I was thinking about it, though.
We're going to do that right now. You're going to call her, we're going to set the date up, okay, brother?
Okay. Wait, for real, I haven't called her nothing, but this is a girl from, like, middle school.
I don't.
Bro, why do y'all be thinking that you have her number, nigga?
You got her number, you was
okay,
texting her, right?
Nah, let's do it. I've been wanting to do it.
All right, we got you, dog. Hey, look, where do you want to go? All right? You let us know where you want to go.
Well,
all right? Now, wait.
What day you free?
You want to get a 99-cent loaf of bread and go to Lake Spread your ass cheeks and feed the ducks? Do you want to go to the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in mouth, and get some cocoa or wine? But you might be too young for that. So you want to preferably go in the corner of your face with the pillow, your ass up in the air, and take her out for tea or ice cream. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah,
wait,
let's do that.
The girl is middle school?
Wait, are you saying she's in middle school?
No,
hell no. What the fuck? I do it from middle school. Yeah, we're like kids. It was some cute shit. I just hit her up on Facebook and like started talking to her again. I didn't even know
all
if
right.
like this cute
we
shit was
let
like
her
the
know.
Right thing to
all
do.
Right, let's stop beating around the bush. We're gonna let her know. Yeah, y'all got history. So let
that
her
was
know.
Like 6 years ago.
Let her know.
Yeah,
hold
along.
I let her know the reason why I'm getting in touch with you. The reason why I'm calling you is because I don't like beating around the bush. I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling you is because I don't like beating around the bush. I'm interested in you, and I want to take you out.
And then you have to have your answer. You're going to say, okay, where? And then you say, Saturday,
blank, blank, blank.
Don't copy this part. You have to actually know this part.
You got to know that part.
Right, I got to know when I'm free. I want her to come meet me.
Where you going
to
take her? Know what time you gonna pick her up, or you going, however she gonna get there.
Set the plans and all that.
Yeah. You
okay.
Said that.
Right.
You know this part. You know this part.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Right, so when?
So all I gotta do is call her, right? When and where?
No. Hold on. I said you know the second part of what you're gonna say to her after you tell her why you're calling her.
Because I don't like being around the bush, and. That's it, right?
Okay, call her.
I guess
you don't like the reason why you don't like being around a bush is because you're interested in her, and I want to take you out. You want to take her out?
I'm asking.
Right.
Do you know
yeah,
where you're going to
take her out?
And you're doing it. Listen, call her. Are you listening?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Do you know when you're going to do it and where you're going to take her?
Yes, we.
No, I don't. I get it.
No, but then, God damn it.
How the fuck was you going to call her? Nigga, that's what I'm saying.
How are you going to do that if you don't know where you're going to take her out, dog?
So I need to plan it, like, right now.
All right, we're planning it out.
Yes.
Do you want to take her to Lake Spread your ass cheeks and feed the ducks, ice cream, or fucking, where do you want to do
that?
Nah,
I
want to
put her in the bed. I want to head in the pillow.
Okay, listen, dog. You ain't got the strength. All right, if you want to do it. But I'm telling you, it's going to fail because you're coming off really weak because you don't even know how to ask what you want. So if you actually want to do it, you will, do it. But I'm saying you're better off taking that scenic route and going to Lake Spread your ass cheek or something because she ain't going to fuck you right now, dog. You ain't coming off right. You're coming off soft. You see what I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah. Nah, I see.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, motherfucker. So come on, man. So don't do that shit. Don't try to boss up now. Don't try to boss up now, okay?
All right.
So you ready?
The corner of her face of the pillow and her ass there.
Yeah, man. He going to the corner. He ain't even going to that corner, man. Dog, listen. Young man, listen to me. Listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
if you don't do this shit right, sir, okay, you're gonna end up on a corner of he's a loser and the friend zone. Or you're gonna end up in no booty, let's hang out. So I'm letting you know now. Well, I'm just saying you better be ready, okay? You better boss up.
No pressure.
All right, no pressure. Go ahead and call her right now. You got 20 seconds. Call her right now.
All right.
Lines are blowing up. Hurry up. We got people waiting. We got y'all
on the call. Call on Facebook.
Call her right now.
Call her.
Man, call her fucking number.
No, you can't do FaceTime.
Can't do FaceTime.
Call her number.
You texted her, didn't you?
Yeah, wait. You're already on a call. It says it won't let me call her if I'm on a call.
Dog, do you have a – what kind of fucking phone do you have, man? Do you have a Cricket iPhone?
I have an Android.
Dog, you see on your Android it says add call. You call the number and then merge the call.
Add call.
Oh, my Jesus.
I've never used that phone before.
Jesus, Lord, please take the will.
So call, add call and then merge it after she answers it, like as soon as she answers.
That's
like,
it.
The merge call, it'll be on your screen, your overlay of the phone call. Don't leave the phone call app. Just call it. Add the call.
All right. Here's the problem.
Sure,
like, I have her number on Facebook, but like I can't find out my contacts.
Brother, okay, look, call her. Listen to Uncle. Please go to your Facebook, sir. And grab this thing called a fucking pen and write down those things called numbers. And then go to your phone and dial the numbers that you wrote.
You might have to save the number in order to add it. I don't know if you could dial the number once you hit add call. I don't know about Android.
You do that shit.
I'm going to find that number. I'm gonna find that shit.
All right. Stay on the line, too, bro. Are you ducking? Man. Are you making like fake excuses, bro? Because if you are, bro, we just hang up right now.
No. I'm real, dude. I'm finding her number right now. I'm a little distracted. Where's the shit at, man?
Hurry up. We're gonna be rolling out this bitch. Come the fuck on, man.
All right. On Facebook Messenger.
Brother, you got 20 seconds. Let's go, motherfucker.
Shit.
20 seconds.
Shit. Hey, man, I think I can call her on Facebook. Wait, no, I can't.
All right, bro,
man, I can't find her fucking number.
Okay, goodbye. All right, area code.
I look like Steve. Yes. All that bullshit and all that excuse. And then.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, yo, listen, we don't want y'all to give false hope that you're going to be a man. We don't care.
Yeah.
Just say, I don't want to call her. I'm scared to do
just
it.
Just say,
I mean, we'll hang up and we'll keep pushing. Stop wasting time, though.
Yeah, 215, do you have any questions, sir? What's up? 215 going once. 215 going twice.
Ursa, right?
Yes. What's your question?
All right, so this is Joan that I ain't going to say I talked to her. This is Joan.
Do you have her number? Do you have her number?
Yeah, but
you ready to call her? Are you ready to
call?
She's
at work.
I don't give a fuck if she's at work or not. She's got a phone right in her ass. All right. You ain't serious. Area code 410. What's your question?
Laughing
like a bitch. It's 410. Oh, 401. Sorry. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Come on, gang. Come on.
401 going once. 401 going twice. 401. Goodbye. Area code 863. What's your question, sir? What's up? It's not about to be this fucking kid. I gotta let this little kid. 863, what's your question? Okay.
All right. So listen, I just wanted to explain the situation from earlier.
You don't need to. Goodbye. Okay, area code 917. What's your question, sir? What's up? 917, going once. 917, going twice. 917.
Hello.
Okay. Yes. Hey, what's going on? How do you help?
What's up, Todd?
Yes, you don't need to. I'm hanging up with you. Goodbye.
Come on, what's your question, bro? What's up, man?
So, like, coming from a vulnerable spot, I just got a question. Huh? Like, my girl's, like, depressed, sad, and crying and shit. I just want to know, like, what can I tell her to do?
Why is she sad and crying?
I mean, she's going to the sign. I can't really say it on here, but it's something like you can't really get off your mind like that.
Well, why don't you call her? Oh, I tell you what to say. You call her and tell her, look, if you need me, come over. If you need to talk or anything, look, call her and just say, if you need to talk or anything, I'm here for you. If you need me to come over and give you a hug, okay. I got you. That's it. Call her right now and tell her that.
No, basically, I already told her I'm going over there. That's what I'm saying. Like, should I just talk to her?
Should you just talk to her regular? Just call her and say, listen, I'm here. Just call her and say, I got you. If you need anything, just let me know, okay?
That's all I already called her for that, and
what the fuck do you want then, man? God damn it. I'm telling you everything, and you fucking, like, shooting everything down I'm saying. What the fuck you want us to tell you?
No, I'm just telling you that I already told her. Like, I told her I'm on my way over there. I just want to know, like, what to do. Like, what should I talk about once I get over there? Like, anything.
How the fuck old are you? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Did you just say you're 22 and you don't know what the fuck to do when a girl's crying?
I mean, yeah, like, just go over there and, like, take care of her and shit.
How? Do what? Wash some dishes, nigga? What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you gonna do?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to know. Like, I just go over
stay
there. Stay home.
Dog, you gonna go over there and you ain't gonna be able to change the situation.
Yeah,
nigga.
Stay home. Just
stay home. What you're supposed to do is go over there and change the whole motherfucking mood.
Yeah,
give
man.
A reason to smile today.
Make her
forget she was even sad.
Yeah, man. What the fuck you talking
about?
So,
like,
get
her mind off of that much, right?
Call her right now. Call her right now until I'm going to take your mind off things. Let's see what she say. Call her right now and tell her that. Call her. Hello?
I'm sorry, sir. Yo. You have reached a number that has been disconnected. Please make sure you go to Ty and get part of the dojo. This is being brought to you by Taekwondo. Taekwondo. Hang up on you.
I know. I got a mic. I got a mic for that shit. What up?
This is Dooneyland Airlines calling in from, you're approaching Dooneyland on your left, and as you see on the right, there's Lake spread your ass cheeks.
Break a five. We are 15 knots from getting that pussy. We're going to go ahead and veer off from Lake spread your ass cheeks, sir. Can we do a 69 over there? Please hit that button over there, sir.
Mystic Control, speaking Alpha, speaking of Blackbird, calling in. Yeah, we're approaching Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks on the right, and if you look to your left, you'll see Dooney Demons over there waiting to be slayed, and you see the Surface Dwellers cannot finish the side quest, no matter if it's a double XP weekend or not. So, make sure you buckle your seatbelts, we're in for a ride, boys.
Yes, sir, this is 54-9. We have just passed through Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Man, look at the ass on that one. I see a lot of Surface Dwellers. There's a lot of Surface Dwellers over here, but there's a lot of women. Wait a second here. I see a little motherfucker named Ty. Wait, is that Taekwondo down there? Oh, God damn it. I can't go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Taekwondo is over there. Can you reschedule and reroute us? We can't fuck with that motherfucker because he's getting all the pussy. Please reroute us, sir.
Copy that. Alpha to beta. Yeah, we're going to reroute. We're going to take 4 knots to the right. We're going to go northeast on latitude, and we're going to change our trajectory. We're going to go to on the corner of being in the friend zone and gay best friend. So as we approach gay best friend and friend zone land, I want you guys to make sure you brought your how could he do that to yous. Make sure you bring your how could he do that to yous, and I would never – you should get a guy like me's. If you have your eye, could
break 274. We are making our descent over by the friend zone. I see a lot of guys that's not gonna get any pussy. They're spending a lot of money, sir. Doesn't look like they're going to land there because these guys are pretty weird. I don't want them to go ahead and hit on me, sir. So let me just go ahead and turn it. Let me go 3 knots to the left, going towards you're facing a pillow and your ass up in the air, sir.
Reaching your face and her face in the pillow and ass in the air, and it looks like the view is great from up here. Never seen anything better in my life. The moon is looking quite peachy today. I know this is a sight for sore eyes on the Surface Dwellers, but the land of no return as we go. Having it back to Alpha Beta, Alpha Beta.
254, we are going to make her just sit in that ass cheeks right there. Oh, my God, she's got her face in the pillow, and she is spreading her ass cheeks. I can see her butthole. We're going to make her just sit right now. Guys, please, everybody, lock and load. Go ahead and buckle your seats, and you will find the friendly skies of Taekwondo Airlines.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Okay. All right, got it.
Yeah.
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 Oh man, we had to clip that shit.
Yeah, we gotta clip that shit. Yo, we're now copying. Clear. Clear.
Taekwondo, we call that shit Taekwondo Airlines. I'm gonna clip that shit. All right, 334, you up, sir? What's up? It's 214-678. 334, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Service Dollar City. So you ever seen Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Like Raccoon City?
Hello? I was about to watch that Netflix. Yeah, what's up, 334? What's going on, big dog?
Hello, I'm from the UK. Can you hear me?
Hello, governor. We blow it can. Yes. What's going on, governor?
Y'all a good show, bro.
What's going on?
I want to ask a question. I want to ask a question because I first started watching Taekwondo a long time ago, and I did used to get females back then, but now I get hella looks and hella females. But there's one thing I can't do is do texting.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question there, Governor. Are you talking to a woman right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what you want to do with her?
Fuck.
Okay, well then let's go ahead and blow a caller right now and tell him what the fuck. Just say fuck the tea and crumpets. Fuck the tea and crumpets. Let's
blow it. It's 4 a.m. right now.
It's 4 a.m. right. Oh, blood shit. Damn, governor. You're going to have to do that.
Bloody
shit.
Hell.
Bloody hell, right. Bloody hell. So what would you like us to do there, gov?
I don't know. I don't know how to text, though. I want to ask for some advice.
Wait, but if you can't, aren't you? Okay, say your ABCs. I mean, count to five. Count to five. Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can you text counting? Can you text 1 to 5?
Yes.
Can you say 1 to 5 on the phone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can you put a note on a piece of paper and put on a dove that says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? So then, what the fuck are you talking about? Then the problem's you. You don't know what the fucking you're doing, dog. So if I was you, I wouldn't talk to the woman. Do her a favor. Leave her. Don't. I wouldn't talk to her, dog. Because you're scared of pussy.
How do you overcome that, though?
Well, hey, here's the good news, brother. Look, in 3 hours, what is it? 11, 12, 1, 2, in about 4 or 5 hours, which is like kind of like 9 o'clock your time, I'm going to do a live show at 3 my time, or 3 East, okay? So I'm going to talk about your sexual engineer of your sexual studio, okay? So I want you to listen to that shit live, and I'm going to show you that shit, okay? I'll do it live. It's going to be a live show in about 11, 12, so like 4.5 hours from now, I'm going to do a live show, okay? And we're going to talk about
it. For the UK.
So it's for the UK guys, for you guys. So I'm going to do a one-hour show. I'm going to drive, and I'm going to talk about engineering your sexual studio, okay?
All right. Appreciate that.
All right, Gov. Yeah, you better be in there, Gov. Okay, you be in that shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, jolly good show, bro.
Jolly good show, brother.
You too.
Hey, caller. How do I sound, caller? Ready? My name is Potter. Harry Potter. How do I sound?
Yeah, not too much. Not too much.
Come on, it's too much. It's too. Wait. I'm trying again.
Hello, governor. My bloody name is Potter. Harry Potter.
Is that better?
No, but you're black, though. You have to have, like, a strong accent. Not very
strong.
I don't know if you can.
Yo, bitch, my name is Potter. Harry Potter. What you say, black?
Is that better?
Yeah. That's the one. That's the one.
Yes, I can make it in London. All right, thank you, brother. All right, we'll throw you back in. Hey, make sure you're in there 4.5 hours. I'm going live, okay, in the morning, okay?
For sure.
for sure.
All right, stand up, brother. Respect you. Respect, brother. All right, 678, you up next. What's your question, brother? What's up? 678?
Yo.
Yes, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's going on?
All right, I have a lot of questions about, like, female nature. But
Wait, sir. There's no such thing as female nature.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Explain.
Because we don't give a fuck about females to worry about their nature.
Okay. True. But
so why are you asking about? Well, what were you wondering? Because why are you asking about women? Why do you care?
I was thinking about something my ex did in the past, and I was wondering, like, what makes a woman do that? Like, manipulate
me? No. Wrong question. What made me act weak to have her do what she did to me? You're the problem.
I already know what I did that was weak. I already know that, but I was...
So why are you asking the question?
Because... I don't know. I was just confused.
Do you want her back? Do you want her back?
I don't want to get in that situation again.
Ty, take the wheel.
What you need to realize is, bro, one thing about female nature is a man's nature will depict what version of that female's nature that you get. So that woman that you're complaining about is also in response to you. You as the man set the tone. You as the man create the environment which creates the behavior that she acts in. Do you understand that before we even get into what she did?
Yeah, I made her flip her whole behavior. I know what I did. She flipped her whole behavior from being like down to do whatever for me to the like literally hating me pretty much. So I was just wondering like
she
what
lied
can
to
I do?
Her. Not, she lied to her. She thought you lying, right?
I mean, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
What is kind of?
What the fuck is kind of, man?
No, like.
All right, we're about to hang up on you because you think everything's funny. You're the loser.
No, I'm serious.
Oh well, you're laughing like a little bitch, man. Answer the fucking question, dog. Come on.
Well, basically, this was last year. Basically, she told me to stop doing something. I didn't really stop doing it. I didn't really give a fuck. She told me to stop.
What did she tell you to stop doing? Can we read your mind? What did she tell you to stop doing?
Oh, something.
Dark Ali with my cloak and concealed my identity. And once she asked me, like, bro, come on, bro. Like, you ain't Batman. My nigga, you ain't got no secret identity. Come on, bro. What you do?
Oh, well, she basically told me to stop watching porn. And I was like, all right. But then, like,
Watching porn.
Yeah. The fuck is that?
Bro? Yeah. Yeah, and I was
why
like,
why was she able to say something to you like that in the first place?
I was at practice, and then she went to my phone, and then she saw it.
Why
is she going through your phone?
Why is she going through your phone, dog?
I think you brings another question.
God damn.
I left my phone in the car, and then she, I don't know, she was one of those, like, detective-ass bitches. You know what I'm saying?
All right, wait a second.
Like, she wanted to do everything.
Wait. What the fuck? You see, she's not the problem. You're the problem.
Carla, do you know? Listen, yeah, I know. Do you know how to cut her? Listen, Carla, guess this. I believe there's something in law called fruit of the forbidden tree. in the courtroom, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because I had a constitutional law class in high school, and I don't even remember too much from it. But, right, correct me if I'm wrong. So if anybody in here has a background in law. Called fruit of the forbidden tree or forbidden fruit or some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
If you find something, some evidence or some shit, right, but you did it illegally, such as if a cop breaks into my house illegally and they find a meth lab, I'm pretty sure that they dismiss that because it was an illegal means of doing it. She sneakily went through your phone and then told you stop watching porn. I would have said, hold on, pause. Who gave you why you go through my phone? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole case has
been
dismissed because she went through my phone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give a fuck what she saw in that bitch. Why are you going through my phone? Who told you to do that? You know, matter of fact, since you did, That just shows the amount of respect that you have for my privacy and for my items and my materials. And because of that, I'm going to have to leave you alone. I got to cut you off. Well, no, then she start crying and you know, taking an emotional approach with you. And, of course, you fold because you can't stand on your principles. So there, now you're back into the relationship again and right back where you started.
Yeah.
So what did you do when she brought this up to you that she's your phone behind your back? What did you say?
I was like, you right, honestly, because like I didn't really at that time.
You didn't even address the fact that she went to your phone. God. So you didn't even address the fact that she went to your phone.
Nah.
You know what she is in that moment? You know what she was in that moment?
What?
Your mother. She went to your phone and then came out and started telling you what to do. And you said, you're right. So you rewarded her for sneaking behind your back and telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Do you see how a woman you'll complain about as female nature is a problem as a woman you created?
I don't think it's a problem. I understand, like, what I do will make them do what, like, you know what I'm saying? Will make them do what they do. But I just want to know how not to do it anymore. But I understand now.
It's your mother. Listen to me. Look me in the eyes. Look me in my glasses. This is your mother. You, young man, are in timeout. You have been a bad boy. You're in timeout. And please act more like me because I'm your mother, okay? Be feminine, put makeup on, and dance like mommy because that's all you're about. You're weak like your father. You still pee the bed. Oh, son, why do you pee the bed?
Yeah, for any guy that has ever let a woman go through his phone, I want y'all to call in. Like, we got to hear these victim stories. Like, I'm confused how y'all do this. I've never in my life.
I mean, the phone out and daring him to do this shit. Yeah, motherfucker, man, come on, man. All right, 6-7. Next, okay, lines are open. Guys,
bro, this is what y'all don't understand. Yeah, she just was trying to find out if I was doing this. Fuck the intention. The fact that she did it shows something, and it speaks volumes to the respect that she has for you, or actually doesn't have for you.
Yeah, man.
Speaks volumes.
But this is high tolerance.
To do it behind your back.
Yeah. It goes back to the high tolerance, Ty. It goes all the way back to what we've been talking about in the beginning, the high tolerance. They allow these women to just fucking do whatever they want.
Yeah, see, this ain't even tolerance because he actually rewarded her for doing it. So this ain't tolerance. This is encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense why men hate themselves so much to let women just do this shit. I don't understand. Why is your tolerance so low? It just doesn't add up, Ty.
She got the passwords and all this. And
yeah, man, you should be able to leave your phone over and dare her to look at that shit. I dare you look at that shit. Look at it. Even if I feel like you're looking at it, you're gone. I will not.
You better not crack the corner of an eye.
Exactly. She better say something got in her eye and it just made her eye turn a little bit to the left. Because I don't use you better not, because you know what I'm going to say? So, okay, yep, you're right. You're right. And now I'm going to call that same number you're looking at right in your fucking face, and you ain't going to do shit. And they're going to start crying. Then I'm going to say, you know what? You got to get out. You got to get out, because I do not have time to sit around.
I'm
going
to call that same number you was looking at right in your face.
You got hey dog, you goddamn right, man. You goddamn right. You goddamn right. You're right. I will quickly, without hesitation, I will tell that motherfucker, hey, we done. We're done. Done. Done.
Phone
done.
My phone, the face I would make if a girl told me that. Oh yeah, so I went through your phone and you what? I don't even want to hear the rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
If she don't say I went through your phone it's nothing she can say, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, hey Ty,
she can't even say my grandma called me 5 times, right, and she answered it to tell her I was in the bathroom or some shit.
Right, Ty. She can't even. Even if, like, you know how you know y'all say, hey, baby, look at this funny TikTok, and then a message pop up. she better be like, oh, let me see that TikTok again. Oh, that's a funny TikTok. Knowing she want to say some shit. Knowing she want to say some shit, Ty.
I have a message follow-up, yo. The average man panicking. Might even let her read it.
He's like, hey, babe, you need this girl. She just want to suck my dick right now. Ain't that crazy? Anyway, she know I'm talking to you. And that's how, oh, wait, the lines are blowing up again. Hold on. Let's bring in this call. 447, what's your question, sir? 447,
hello?
Yes, sir, what's your question?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Keita. My question is about coaching. Is it better off, like, can I do both of yours? Because I watch both of your content. Like,
well, it's your call.
I'd
rather you do both, coaching for both of us, than go to a red pill guy and one of us. Then you're fucking up. But you got to make that decision, sir. You got to make that decision.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you take care, sir. All right, this is DMV, man. Do not fuck this up. 48281, you're next. DMV, do not fuck this up. What's up, 301?
So I've been having an issue. A girl got into my phone as well. She went to my camera roll, and she's seeing pictures of a bald-headed man named Steve. And I had to tell her basically, like, I ain't going to lie to you. This is my dating coach. And because of that, she's like, what the fuck? You have a dating coach, you lame-ass nigga? And I'm like, damn, like, shit. Like, what do I do?
I got you, dog. Just send her my number. I got you. Let me take care of this shit. I'll fuck her right. Eric Coach. I got him. I don't want him to stress.
I'll fuck her right.
Yeah, I'll fuck her right. I don't want him to stress. Why you getting nervous, dog? I'll fuck her right. Come on, man. Hey, I'll use this ball and rub that fucking pussy right. I got that.
That's
perfect reply. I got him, man. I got him covered. 281. Jesus, what's up, 281? What's up?
You hear me?
Yes, we hear you, sir. What's going on?
Okay. I'm at work right now, so I wouldn't be able to talk to y'all. Like, I might be, like, interrupted or something. So how long are y'all going to be on?
Sir, what is your question, big dog? What you got? What's up? What's your question?
I'm saying it's a long question, so how long
are you
going to be on?
No, it's not a long question. Right now. Just sum up the question or don't call at all. You're wasting your own time.
Okay.
You should be able to articulate yourself.
Okay.
What's your question?
So my little sister, she's going through, like, depression and stuff. So I was wanting to know, like,
Wait, stop. Do you have parents?
Yeah.
Then go to your fucking parents and tell them that your sister is having depression issues. It is not the issue. You're the brother. You're not the parents. Go to your parents and talk to them.
Okay.
It's not. What's right about that?
They know.
Go to your mom.
They know.
That.
So I'm.
Well, huh? I'm saying if they know, then there's nothing you can do. Tell them to get her some help.
She is, but like I'm saying, how can I help her?
Okay, you know by supporting her. By supporting her. So if she goes to the doctor's office, you go with her. Ask her how she's doing. Check up on her. Just be a brother to her, man.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. All right, it's all love. Ty, did you want to say anything, mother?
Yeah, lead by example, man. Lead by example. She see you get up every day, grind, go to work, go to school, or you know, work on your craft and stay busy and do what you're doing. That's going to influence her. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just talk to her. Lead by example.
Gotcha.
Hey, dog, what you doing? Working on a Millennium Falcon and that motherfucker with all that goddamn noise back there?
I work at a gym, so the speaker's going, and I work the front desk, okay. So, yeah, it's real loud.
Okay.
So, yeah. All
right, you good, y'all. Okay.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Take care. Hi, man. Ty, this is I thank you, brother. 75. Wait. Oh, God damn it. It's like DMV. 757. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to come through another game, and I'm on your website looking if I should do the one-on-one coaching or the membership.
Yes. Yes, you do one-on-one coaching, sir. First.
The one-on-one coaching.
only way we can, and this same thing for Ty, the only way we can know what you are is by talking to you. We can't diagnose where you're at without talking to you, sir. Both of us. It's the same with both of us. Okay?
Got it. Okay, thank you.
All right, Ty, do you want to say anything?
No, definitely, bro. Coaching is a whole different ballpark.
It's a whole different ballpark because the only way we got to assess your situation, where you came from, who you've been listening to, there's a lot of things we got to assess because those are the things that we got to really clean the fuck out because that shit is in your subconscious. So just think about that, okay, VJ, BA?
Oh, also, Ty,
yeah.
For your coaching, do you have a website I can go on to or no? Or is it through social media?
Patreon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Great call. All right, guys, I got a question. We have about 15 more minutes left in the show. If y'all got any questions, let us know. The lines are open if you got a question or something in there. But, gentlemen, this is something that this is, as y'all can see, this is what high tolerance is. Everything we're hearing is high tolerance. There's nothing about yourselves. Everything is just scared of talking to women, scared of asking for what you want, Ty. What say you, my brother?
Yeah, that's all we've been saying all night, man. Like, we even said with the title is, you know, having zero tolerance and all that. Mm-hmm. But where is the zero tolerance for yourself and the bullshit that you want to do? Beating around the bush, running away from what you want, being scared to talk to a woman, not working on articulating yourself, not working on knowing yourself, not working on yourself daily. Why do you have such a high tolerance for bullshit in your own life between you and yourself? You wake up knowing you're supposed to wake up early. You wake up knowing you're supposed to take care of this business or you putting this off and procrastinating this mind. So you, of course you're going to deal with a woman, slim chance that you get one, or that you're getting women and you're tolerating the same bullshit that you tolerate from yourself. You see, it's not that I'm hard on a woman by having zero tolerance. This is just how I am with my life. So when she comes in and interact with me, this is what she gets. I have zero tolerance. I'm about what I want. I'm about my goals. I'm about my discipline. I'm about my plan. I'm about my vision. I'm about my purpose. This is the zero tolerance I have. And in fact, what you guys are scared to put your foot down and have some zero tolerance on because you think it's harsh or cold-hearted, this is where she admires me as a man and respects me as a man because she sees how dedicated I am about something.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, again, y'all got to learn and understand. This is why Ty and I try to go deeper into the mindsets that you have because all the issues you have is reality and your perception or your limiting thoughts. And it is hard to believe in yourself when you believe the lie. That's where it goes back to the lie of loneliness that I was telling them because so many of you guys out here, you have a false sense of perception. You think you're not good enough because you haven't even worked on yourself to even see how great you can be. There's so much power.
You think you're not,
Yeah. Wait, Tom, sorry.
Like you just said, no, you got to say that one more time. You think you're not good enough because you're not even worked on yourself to see how great you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And all you're doing is you're sabotaging your success. And everything that you're looking at is just sitting around. You got things that you have. You jump to too many conclusions. You personalize everything. Everything you see is either in black and white or it's a catastrophe. You see what I'm saying? Everything you have misorganizations and you live in this could be world. And a man doesn't live like that. A man lives for himself. A man looks to himself. And that's what Ty and I are always trying to show you guys. See, the problem with a lot of these guys today is they never communicated with themselves. And again, I can only speak for mine because I'm about to toss a tie. But for me, Ty, this is why they need the scribe. This is why they need the marketing team. They need the mental toughness with the gym. They need the goddamn government. And they need the guide. And they need
the Senate, the blacksmith.
The blacksmith, the construction worker, the detective.
Yep.
They don't even – the worst part about it, Ty, about these guys, real quick, Ty, is that when you meet a woman, you don't even allow your own detective to even see if that fucking woman is worth anything. Your detective is the one, guys, that finds out the who, the what, and the why. He doesn't care about her looks. He doesn't care about her body. He doesn't care about what she does or what she can do. His job is to do the background checks to make sure that anybody that you bring into your life is worth your standard. But see, you can't have a standard when your standard is just a piece of pussy. Ty, you got it, brother.
Just like that, y'all too busy chasing what's between her legs, and y'all ain't chasing y'all goals are too small minded. And listen, it even becomes a flex. We'll talk to some of these callers like, yo, all they literally just want to live and do, man. I just want to fuck. No bigger sight in mind, no bigger goal in mind. Probably not even $50 in their savings account.
Mm.
Oh, I just want to fuck. I want to fuck.
Yep.
I want to. You're talking to two responsible men who manage so much beyond what you even see on camera.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can think to sum up out of that is, how can I get some pussy? How can I muster up the courage to talk to her?
I'm so sad.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all even got to check yourselves, ask yourselves, what are you actually saying you want for yourself, and what level are you playing on?
All right, we got one call. Let's grab this call. 916, what's your question, sir? What's up?
So, look. Can y'all hear me? Is this me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir?
All right. Hi, Ty. Thoughts calling. I wanted to know the difference between when you're giving up or when you're having low tolerance. Because I can realize this.
Consider
giving up.
The fact that you even consider upholding your principles and standards for yourself is giving up. That shows something in itself.
No. I'm not saying that, because when I heard you earlier say somebody was giving up because they stopped talking to somebody. So that's why I was asking, how do you?
Well, that probably had nothing to do with having zero tolerance.
Yeah. What are you talking?
That probably was relevant to the specific call that was at hand.
Right. So what are you talking about? I don't understand your question. What's the question, brother?
That was my question, but okay.
Well, giving up.
Move on to the next one.
Giving up. But listen, caller, why is the word giving up in your vocabulary?
No, okay. Let me rephrase the question.
Then do
I
it like
say
a minute.
Giving up.
Yes.
What were you saying?
Okay, listen. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I do want you to give up on some stuff. I do want you to quit and give up on some things.
I don't quit.
No, I need you to no. I can hear that you need to quit and give up on these things. You need to quit and give up on throwing in the towel. You need to quit and give up on making excuses. You need to quit and give up on the repeated choices that you make that put you in the same fucking position. You need to give up and quit on being misunderstood to yourself. You need to quit and give up on trying to please people. You need to quit and give up on
feeling
self. I'm not done. You need to quit and give up on having a closed fucking mind. You need to quit and give up on avoiding change. And you need to quit and give up on dwelling in the fucking past. So you do need a lot of quits and a lot of give ups, because you're not quitting on those things. You're accepting those things, man. And that's your problem.
You gathered all of this in 1 minute?
This is the thing.
What you don't understand is that, you see, once you, let's see how you can gather this in one.
The only reason I use the phrase give up is because I heard
you say. That's a question. You gather this in 1 minute, right? You ask a question. Can I answer?
Yeah. Okay, right. Good. My bad.
If you catch the flu, there are a list of symptoms. These are the symptoms to the sickness of hating yourself, the sickness of not knowing who you are,
yes,
the sickness of having no foundation in a relationship between you and you.
I do not hate myself.
This is what comes with it. These are the things that breed with it and that come with that poor relationship. Does that make sense now?
Okay. Yeah. One thing I wanted to add is I don't hate myself. So I don't want to put that in the atmosphere at all.
That's cool. All right, we got to grab another call before we wrap up. But you're good to go now with 6. Thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to 205 real quick before we wrap things up. 205, what's going on, brother? How can we help you?
Yeah, how y'all doing? So my question is, how do I become more comfortable with myself?
Here you go. I'm going to put that up. My bad. What did you say now? What is what now, sir?
How do I become more comfortable with myself?
Well, in what way?
Like, some days, if I'm sitting around people, I'll feel,
okay.
I'll just,
okay,
like,
I'm
look
not,
at them. Or,
Give us an example of what? Are you talking about other guys, people, women? What? Be specific.
People.
Okay.
People
why?
Men or women.
What about people? Why are you worried about fucking people? Hello?
I'm probably wondering what they think about me.
Okay, how old are you, big guy? How old are you?
18.
What difference would it make?
Yo, what does it make what they think about you? You okay, call it 205. Okay, cool. I went on an interview. I had an interview the other day, right? And I went on this interview where the interviewer allowed everyone in the chat room to say a bunch of mean, racist, and hateful things to me, right? Right?
Yeah.
But you think I give a fuck about that shit?
Nah, you don't.
But why don't I give a fuck about that shit?
Because you know who you are.
Because I give a fuck about me. That's why. And they can say whatever they want. It's none of my business. It's not my business to be in the business of somebody else's thoughts. I don't give a fuck. So whether they love me or hate me, it's none of my fucking business. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Ty, what would you like to say? We got two more calls of that. Ty, what would you like to say, brother?
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? You're trying to change who they think you are in their head, but you should be trying to change who you think you are in your head, because that is what ultimately prevails. Because there is no who you know you are in your head, you're willing to accept who they think you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
When you don't know who you are, you'll accept who someone thinks you are.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why you got to have no tolerance. Not high, not low. No, N-O. That means fuck everybody. I worship me. Fuck everybody. Fuck what they think. They think what they want. I don't give a fuck, because what they think doesn't define me. And your problem is you're allowing people to define you because your foundation, like the three little pigs, is either hay straw or you're living in the brick house of your own prison. You got to get out of that shit and get some coaching, brother, okay?
Yes, sir, I got it. Appreciate it.
All right, respect to you, man. All right, 347 and 404. 347, what's up? What's your question, sir?
Yo.
Yeah, what's good, brother?
Hello? It was good, dude. Hello?
Man, what the fuck is your question, man?
Yo, I can't even know if I'm on the phone right now. Chill
we out. Just said 347, you're on. Okay, wait, sorry. Area code 347, you're on live, sir. What is
your
question? Good,
yo, my question. Yo, chill out.
Don't you tell me to fucking chill, please. The last thing you need to tell a man to do with no tolerance is tell him to chill out, surface dweller. The reason I don't need to chill out, motherfuckers, I'm not calling your fucking show. So can you please ask your fucking question? But you never tell a man what the fuck he can do. See, y'all problem is y'all so used to women telling you what the fuck to do. You think you say that shit to a man. Don't you tell me what the fuck I can do. Don't you do that shit. Now, ask your fucking question, dweller.
My fault. I'm just trying to get some bitches, dude. I'm just trying to get some bitches. You feel me? I haven't really.
No,
been.
I don't feel you. I don't feel you. What do you mean get some bitches? Are you talking to any women right now?
Yeah, I'm talking to bitches, of course.
Man, call one up. Call one up now. Tell her to come over.
Bro, I'm in Texas. I'm not really where I'm supposed to be at right now. So I'm trying to, you feel me?
How long are you in Texas?
This message is brought to you by Excuse Fair Crunch.
Hold on, let me play.
Hold on.
3, 2, 1, Ty. Go ahead. Hold on, caller. And 3.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Huh? I don't think this ain't being brought to you by Excuse Fair Crunch, man. This is a little bit deeper. I think this is being brought to you by for those days when you surface dwellers cramp up and can't talk to a woman. For these days, guys, when you're in your mood swings and you have irritability issues because you're being used as food.
What?
This wine is going to help
never
you.
I've never been no food.
Even on your lighter days.
Bitches be eating me.
Okay. Even on your lighter days, caller, you can have a nice
I'm gonna let you talk, huh? You feel me?
I'm just saying, you really wise in this shit. Caller, listen, caller. If you're in Texas and you're in talking to women in New York, can't you call one in New York right now?
Of course I could call one in New York, but I'm not in New York right now.
Well, why can't you talk to women in Texas then?
Bro, how am I going to get bitches in Texas if I'm not in, if I don't know where the bitches are in Texas, bro? Come on, man.
Brother, they're outside your door. They're outside your door, man.
Make it make sense, bro.
I was in Houston one time, and I could not run into a bitch.
They everywhere, dog.
Everywhere.
Every state, they're everywhere. Like roaches. Everywhere.
I'm going to just walk outside and see me a bitch. It's that easy.
The problem is you're a grown man calling women bitches, dog. That's your first problem. So that's your mindset.
I'm sorry.
So you in high school?
I'm sorry.
No, not females. No, I'm asking a question. How old are you?
I'm 20. I'm 22 years old.
All right, so you're 22 years old. So. And what side of town you on in Texas? Where you at in Texas? Dallas, Houston?
Dallas.
Where you at?
I'm in Dallas.
Okay, you in Dallas?
Dallas?
Oh, my God, dog. I can't
believe it. You a woman in Dallas?
Oh, my God.
I thought he was about to say
bro, I ain't been outside. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. I ain't been outside. I don't got no car.
So then you don't want women. You don't want women because you don't want to go outside your door. How the fuck are you going to get women? Wait, you close guys like Genie go bling and they're supposed to lay at your door? You got to go outside.
Right.
He
ain't even going outside. And he said he
wants. I ain't been outside with the bitches. With that, I mean females. I mean women. Sorry.
Whatever.
Listen, dog. You could get fucking food from McDonald's and
run into some women, dog.
So you don't eat. You don't. So you just go outside and run in a circle and then go back in the house, or do you go outside and go places?
I ain't been outside. I have two nieces to take care of. I'm here with my moms. I'm just taking care of my nieces.
How much do they cost? What color do they come in? And when can I buy one? How much do they cost?
What?
I'm asking you a question. How much do they cost? Where can I buy one? And what sizes do they come in?
I don't know what you're talking about, Gabe.
No, you do know what I'm talking about. No, you do. I want to know where the excuse fairies are. I want to buy one. Because all I'm fucking hearing out of your fucking mouth is excuse
fairies.
Yeah, okay. Because that's what bitches do, make excuses. You are not, you choose.
Hey, yo,
I
ain't come here calling you no names. Don't call me
All right, wait, listen. Sorry, wait, hold on. Call her. If you're a bitch, so you're telling me I'm not allowed to call you if you're a bitch? I can't call you a bitch?
Why are you calling me a... I called you a bitch. Don't call me a bitch, gang.
Why you can't call me a bitch? Because I'm not the one calling the show knowing that I'm not going outside and you ain't in one women. And all you're doing is making excuses and crying. So don't you think that's what bitches do?
I'm crying? None of tears came out of my eyes.
Wait. There's a guy.
Yo, hold on.
I'm in Dallas and I want to get some women, but I ain't going outside. I'm not even going out my house. I'm not going anywhere. And I want to get women. Is that not what the fuck you're saying?
I'm saying.
Oh, my. Ty. Oh.
Yo, Ty.
Yo,
what you mean,
but listen, bro? Listen. It's one thing if you came here and said, yo, I'm coming at these women out here and I ain't been having no luck. You said I want some bitches, but I'm not even putting myself in a position to get bitches. All right,
here's my question, right? So if I were, you feel me? Like when I do, you feel me? Even wherever I go, I'm not even going nowhere to be going to see bitches. But if I were to go get some bitches, how would I present myself and go into getting them?
Again, when I say bitch, you'll see why. You can't even fucking communicate to a fucking woman. You don't even know what the fuck to say. So why don't we just get to the brass tacks of this shit? It's not the fact that you're not going out. It's the fact that you ain't got no fucking game. You ain't got no fucking women in New York because you don't even know how to talk to a bitch.
So- Yo, nigga, I got bitches in New York, bro.
Oh, now, I'm a nigger now. So now I'm a nigger.
No, see, that's it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whoa, chill out, gang. I ain't using no hard R, gang. I ain't using no hard R.
Listen,
I'm a black
man.
Now you say, hey, at the end of my nigga. Word.
I'm sorry. We got other calls to grab. I'm sorry. I apologize. We got other calls to grab. I ain't trying to do nothing. So we'll let you go, big
dog. No, I'm trying to do stuff.
Error code 404, then 403, then we end with 508. 404, what's your question, sir?
Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
All right. First off, I'm going to say I appreciate you all for bringing me in. Shout out to the dojo. I'm watching the stream. And my question is, what are some of the steps that you all gained? That you all took to gain, like, your financial intelligence that you are.
You keep on this question, bro, because you're struggling like shit to get this out. Running back and
stuff. All right. My question is, what are some of the steps that you all took to gain the financial intelligence that you all have now?
How old are you, caller?
I'm 17.
Okay, what are you trying to do with your life?
My original goals, my main goals are to be able to provide for myself and my family. That's just the top goal that I have right now.
Whoa, wait. You mean your puppy, dog? What do you mean?
No. Future family. My bad.
Okay. Whose family?
Future.
Wait, you...
My family now and my family that will have in the future.
All right, Carl, listen to me. And I know you got to understand no talents what I'm saying, and this is going to sting. What is your responsibility to taking care of a mature adults who should be taking care of themselves? Why the fuck would you take care of them?
Honestly, that's just something that I wanted to do for the longest, just because they've done that for me.
Caller, okay, this is your problem. I'm telling you right now where you're going to fuck up. The first moment you give and pay your mom's bill or family bill, they're not going to pay you back, and what they're going to do is keep using you. And then they're going to dangle their love. You're going to be a sucker. So you want to know a financial thing? I said, fuck my family. They ain't getting anything. And if they get anything, they got to repay it back. And they got 2 weeks to pay it back, because if they don't pay it back, they will never ask me for anything again. Because I'm Ebenezer fucking Scrooge here. I am not taking care of grown-ass people or adults. And the fact that you want to know how I save money is I don't spend money on shit on other people who make fucking bad decisions. Just because they make bad decisions, that's none of my business. But if you ask for some money, I got you, but you better pay me back. If you want to keep the bank of Williams and Williams open, you better pay me back on time. I don't even ask for interest because I got a little warm heart. I don't even ask for interest. But God damn it, do not fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? See, you call her? So what about this pay help your family shit again? You really want to help your family out? You will always be broke, so you must not ask another question other than the one you're asking. Because the question you're asking has nothing to do with you, because you will always be broke. You will always be that dumbass sucker. You will always be broke, sir, because I'm telling you, when losers, and they come in all, everybody has a group of losers in their family that are going to realize you're the sucker giving out free money, and they're going to get you for your money. So do you have another question other than financial? Because you're fucked. You're already fucked. So is there any other question you have?
You gotta listen. So you gotta have boundaries around your shit too. Listen, you know what I mean? You gotta have boundaries around your shit too. Like, even if you are gonna give, you gotta know what you're gonna do and how you're gonna handle it when you don't get what you want back. You gotta know how often you're gonna do it. You gotta know why you're even doing it in the first place.
Right.
Is it a handout, or are you enabling somebody to get into a position to win? Are you a leader, or are you just a charity event?
Right.
Yeah, I know that sounds like it's harsh, young man, but listen, I'm telling you, you got to know how to say it. Listen, you worked hard for the money. Listen, never let your parents guilt you or anything. And if your mom asks you for money, happily give it to her, but we gotta have an agreement that you have this amount of time to pay me back. And if she questions that and say, how could you say that? Then, Mom, I'm not giving you any money because it's my money. I am not giving it. Well, I had you. Well, I didn't ask to come here. Well, I fed you. Well, that was your fucking job to feed me, Mom. Your job was to feed and clothe my motherfucking ass until I'm 18. So there ain't nothing you can say. How can you say this to your mother? Because I love you, Mom. That's why I'm saying this shit. Because I'm the kind of motherfucker, you don't pay me back, I'm cutting you off. And I don't even want me to cut you off, do you, Mom? Because I'll take care of you Christmas time and your birthday, right? Send you shit on Mother's Day. All that shit goes away. You fuck me over. I'm serious. Fuck me over. Hey, Mother's Day, you ain't getting shit. Christmas, nothing. Birthday, see ya. I'm serious.
Right.
Y'all think that's no tolerance, though. I don't fucking play, man. Ty,
yeah, you funny as shit.
I'm keeping it real, man. So call. Yeah, so Ty, oh, yeah, yeah. So 404, if you want to do it out the kindness of your heart, I wish I was a sibling of yours, man. I can't wait for you to get old enough. Boy, I can't wait for you to pay my bills.
All right. I appreciate first. That. I just need a different perspective. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Get a man's perspective.
I didn't think about that at all.
Careful about how you right. Be careful about how you do what you're about to do, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you get manipulated.
Appreciate y'all.
I mean, hey, look, here's the best thing. If you don't give money to your mother that you love, then guess what you ain't going to give a woman that you don't know? Nothing. See that? See how that works?
Oh,
if mom
yeah.
is a standard of what you don't give, then a woman better not, okay? So we'll throw you
yeah,
back.
Right. I understand that completely, yeah.
A lot of the messages in that is y'all got to be careful because y'all going to these circumstances of success and have this guilt complex,
mm-hmm.
this idea of you owe everybody everything. It's one thing if you're a gift giver, you're a giving person, you're on some philanthropy shit, but you got to make sure you secure, even secure yourself, you take care of yourself and make sure your shit straight before you just start handing shit out. And next thing you know, you giving shit, you giving somebody a pad or a life jacket, you don't even have a boat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we got, let me see, two more calls, and this is it. All right, air code 516 and 508. 516, what's your question?
I have problems with my wife when we come to this country. She used to be very submissive in our country.
Sir?
Now she,
how old are you?
44.
Okay, you're 44.
44.
Can you buy a ticket tomorrow to send her ass back?
I try, but this divorce.
No, there's no. Well, then let her divorce.
$339,000 from
good.
Me.
Good. And tell her she can have all the goats and chickens with that shit. Give it all away. Good. Because as a man, you can rebuild, can't you? Right? You chose a bad, weak ass woman. Because you're a weak man, you chose a weak woman that ran your ass. So now you got to pay the penalty. Go ahead and give her everything.
But
start over.
How does that make me weak?
Well, it makes you weak
because
she sees you
because
as a bitch.
In my country, I see one of three wives.
Not only are you weak, not only are you a weak bitch, but she got a free ticket to America. She's going to run you for your fucking money and take all your fucking goats and sheep and shit, and you ain't got nothing else to offer because you're weak as fuck. So are you going to man
so
up and let her ass go?
How I fix situation?
You can't fix it. You can't. Hey, a bitch can't be fixed. Sorry, man. You can't be fixed, brother. I just send her back to the old country. Send her back to the old country and tell her to get back to the sheep and goats and shit on the farm.
It's past me bad. I don't know how to fix.
Okay, I just told you how to fix. Do you know how to make a bowl of porridge?
No, she used to make it for me.
Well, then you're a weaker motherfucker. You should be self-sufficient and cook your own goddamn food. And that way you can kick her out faster. So just tell her, hey, just tell her when she goes to the store to make sure she gets you either some Massengill or maxi pads for when you bleed once a month.
Hey, hold on. I take note.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Write that shit down. Maxi pads.
For her?
No, for you.
How I use?
At this point, but listen, at this point, maintaining your role in the life that you allowed yourself, you like that. You like the problem of what the last caller is trying to use as a solution. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be the savior, the motherfucking money man. And this is what can happen.
Trying to fight Rocky.
See, I try to get divorced because I think I see her with other man too.
Oh, no, you know, she should be with other men. I'm
black,
sorry. I didn't mean to bring her home that way.
Man.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Look, I know she said she had to get back 2 years, but I tried to drop her off on the corner and shit, but she's like, nah, that weak motherfucker ain't shit. He don't give a fuck. When I get home, I'm make him cook for me. So, all right, man. Good luck with
like
you. All right, get back. Sorry, bitch. All right, area code 508, sir. Last call. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bro? I'm 21. One of my biggest concerns, that something that really bothered me was, dealing with a spiteful woman. I feel like girls need to stay in.
Wait, sir. Are you dealing with one or did you create one?
I feel like it was always in her.
No. It was not in her. She realized you weren't shit, and she figured that she could do whatever she want with you. So you created that. And why? Okay, here's my question. Yeah. If she's so fucking spiteful, why are we even having a conversation about her?
Oh, no. Well, this is the thing, we have a kid together. We broke up.
Stop. Dude, this is why. Y'all motherfuckers. Did you go to sex? Did you have sex ed when you were young?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then why the fuck would you get somebody pregnant that is not going to get your last name, sir? Why would you waste your sperm? Now, I'm not here to talk bad about your child, but I'm just saying, why would you waste your sperm with someone like that? Why?
When I look back at it, most definitely, the way it happened was back.
Okay, what is your question, man? What's your question?
No, I just want to know, how do you, I still have feelings for the woman, even though she treats me like
dog,
shit, but it's like.
Dog, listen.
Yo, whoa, let's say, wait. No. Say what you just said one more time.
Please say
loud.
That shit one more time.
Nah, deep down, I still have feelings. It sounds crazy because she did a lot of bad shit.
You ain't said that the first time. You said I still have feelings for her even though.
You said what? Oh, even though she treats me like shit, yeah.
How can you even say that out your mouth?
It's a weird situation, man. But that's why I call.
Have you ever had a woman treat you like a king?
I had a few.
Don't lie, Mom.
This is the thing. I feel like it's more the business.
You couldn't have because you wouldn't tolerate anything.
I feel like I've had it all.
You feel? No. If you feel, then why are you a bitch then? Why are you a bitch?
That's just, I feel like I have a big heart. I care too much.
This is the thing. It's for anybody out there, even myself, even mistakes I may have made in the past or dumb shit I made up. If you are going to make a mistake, if you are going to have sex with a woman and then have a child with her or put yourself in a position to have a child with her, don't complain about a problem which you started. You created that shit. You fucked her. She got pregnant. Now you, come to find out she's some spiteful woman that I can't control and then I just ended her, but I'm still in love with her. And dog, you made this life for you. You never had to fuck that girl. You never had to get her pregnant. You made this life for you. You know, it's a problem. Now, I still feel for her. She treat me like shit. And bro, why would you even want her? Why would you want to deal with her? Somebody that treats you like shit because you already feel like shit. So that little bit of affection she may give you makes you feel slightly better than feeling like you hate yourself. And that's enough to keep her around.
So let me ask you, how would you break feelings from this person? I feel like it's hard for me to detach myself.
Why do you even have feelings?
What's so special about her? What's so special about it?
Well, me as a person, I got low confidence.
What
in myself,
is
and all
so special about her, sir? I didn't ask you.
I feel like that's the best looking woman I could have in my life.
Then this ain't for you.
Her looks?
Yeah, man, this ain't for you, dog. This is
in the wrong room. She bad enough to treat you like shit.
and you worried about her looks like a salt. Where's your dad at, dude? Jesus Christ.
Well, listen, so Carly, if you meet a woman battered, would you let her shoot you in your foot?
Nah, it's not no Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. No.
You probably would. You probably would. You probably let her shoot you. If she bad enough, you probably would.
Jesus Christ.
You want that same shirt? She's the baddest chick ever. So that means you got to hold on to her no matter what the bullshit she bring. Because you know, guess what? Once she get ugly and older or whatever, let's say her looks deteriorate. All you're left with is the woman that treats you like shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
So why even waste your time, brother?
It's hard, man. It's complicated.
What's
so complicated about not tolerating somebody in your life that doesn't follow your rules?
What's so complicated about that, big dog?
Honestly, I don't know. It's in my feeling. It's just it's a weird attachment that I have.
All right, sir. Then you need
coaching.
And I don't. What was that?
Look, man. Look, brother. You need coaching. All right, just get some coaching. Okay. We can't help you right now. You can't even help yourself. You're actually serious about this. Get some coaching.
That ain't even funny, bro.
Yeah, no. I don't even know why you're laughing, dog.
It's funny until the problem develops into. She had another guy texting her phone, and she wouldn't even let me look at her phone. And then, so the problem is going to progress, and then you're going to come to us trying to fix an even bigger problem. You couldn't even see it at the door, at the gate.
Do you have a son or a daughter, sir?
No, I have a son.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When are you going to be teaching this poor child? this young man is fucked. You want to know why? Because he's got you that's feminine. And he's got his mother that's feminine. So where he's going to get masculinity from when daddy acts like mommy? When daddy's in his fucking feelings like mommy. How's he going to become the young man that he can be to grow into a great man when his daddy's peeing sitting down?
I hear you.
That's funny right there because that shit is true. Poor kid. God damn. He's going to get bullied in the street, man. He's going to get bullied in everything. Because he ain't going to have no structure in his life. Because how you going to talk to his daddy? Daddy, man, I can't talk to you. I'm too in love with your mama. Your mama's so pretty. But like Ty said, what happens when her looks go away? What you going to do, caller?
I don't know. That's
something
I never thought about.
Well, see, these are things you got to think about when you fuck a woman.
I never thought about it.
Right. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, caller. We'll let
appreciate
you go.
Appreciate the heart.
All right, we got love for you. Good call, man. Ty, what's going on with you before we wrap this up, man? What's going on with you?